Tuesday.
Episode 16, Gina Joe. Episode
16, Gina Joe. We had a visit Tuesday.
I had a good time.
At Veets.
That was a good time. I hadn't been in there in a while.
Awesome, dude.
That was a good time.
I hadn't been in there in a while either.
Yeah.
That was a cool spot. That was fun.
Yeah. If you haven't ever been, if you ever come to Mobile, it's a good spot to check out. Put it on your landmarks or things to do.
The movie Cocktail and McNutt got engaged.
So, you know, McNutt, our girl got engaged a few months ago.
What?
Yeah, she's engaged.
Who told her she could get engaged and then come check with me, man? Did she check with you?
She didn't check with me. I didn't get no text, no phone call, no email, nothing. McNutt?
Now, that's the first time I got to do some damage to my homegirl.
She's engaged.
Oh, man.
He works, I think he works in some capacity with the NBA Players Association.
He's just a side piece.
Side piece.
Yeah, okay. He come behind us. Yeah. You know we got, Coach.
He got to do something, man. Come on.
He got to do something, bro. You can't half step. I ain't going to even pray for him to do good. Give me my theme music. Give us our theme music, please. It's On and Off the Field. Podcasting with a purpose. It's On the Field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steel Nation, since 1976.
It's your boy, Off the Field, Coach, a.k.a. Coach Weback, a.k.a. Mr. Football, know-it-all, a.k.a. The infamous. Yehuda.
What's going on?
Shout out, Coach.
Shout out, Coach.
Episode 16.
Gina Joe.
Hey,
you ever watched the movie Cocktail?
You know, we talked about that, right? We had dreams. We had aspirations from the
being a bartender.
Facts.
Yeah.
We had aspirations. Tom Cruise had everybody wanting to be a bartender. Facts. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
I went to bartending school in Minneapolis.
You told me that.
Yeah, Minnesota School of Bartending.
That was another popular bartender movie that took place in New Jersey. It was the females, four females.
Coyote Ugly.
That was a fire. Yeah. Bartender movie.
I've got a friend who's got a new place called Coyote something in New Jersey, but we won't even go there anymore. My man I lost his mind.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Shout out. So look.
Shout out.
Episode 16. Let's
episode
go to the
16.
Class.
Let's laugh, brother.
You know
let's laugh.
Down,
come on,
you
let's
know
get, let's
down.
Get down.
Let's get down. All right, Coach. What's the difference between a toilet and a bartender?
What?
A toilet only has to wait on one a-hole at a time. I like that. Shout out to all bartenders.
Shout out to the bartenders. A man walks into a library and says to the librarian, "Hi, I would like a whiskey sour, please." The librarian looks at him and says, "Sir, this is a library." "Oh, sorry," the man whispers. "Can I have a whiskey sour?"
That was a good one, too. We got people drinking all in the library. All right. All right, I'm gonna see how this one sound when it come out. A burger and fries walk into a bar. The bartender says, "Sorry guys, we don't serve food." Okay, all right.
A Baker grad, a BC Rain grad, and a Theodore grad are drinking beers at a bar when a fly lands in each of their beers. The Baker grad flags the bartender down and says, "Hey, can I have another beer?" The BC Rain grad scoops the fly out and starts drinking her beer. The Theodore grad takes the fly out of the beer and says, "Spit it out, you freaking fly. Spit it out."
That's the Theodore grad?
Theodore grad. Gina Joe is a BC Rain grad, and apparently Theodore is her rival.
Oh, my
Yeah, so
goodness.
They may love that one.
They go. She going to like that a lot. Mary's Nerd.
Nugget fun facts. Yes. You'll like this.
All right.
The term happy hour.
We got some history coming here.
The term happy hour comes from the U.S. Navy.
Shout out. Salt life. Let's go.
The term was first used in the U.S. Navy during the 1920s when sailors were given the time to wind down with recreational activities and take a break from the toils at being at sea.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how they got happy hour.
So let me say this. I have to share an experience, right?
Yeah.
So we had something similar to that. Say if you were out to sea. Right. Yep. You were out to sea over 90 days.
Right.
A few things they did. If you ever did 90 days without seeing any land, they would give you one beer.
The Navy will.
Yes, you get a beer. They would give you a beer. After 90 days.
At least they could do.
Yes, at least they could do. Yeah, yeah. Another thing they do, they give you, they call, have a pool call. They get to a certain part of the ocean where it was safe.
Right.
And they let you jump in the water.
Nice.
They would jump in the freaking water.
In the ocean?
Yes.
Did you?
I did it once.
Which ocean?
The Med.
Huh?
A part of the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Man, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's a travel through your eyes, man.
You know what else, too? I have actually swam. Is it swam? Is that the
swam?
Mm-hmm. Swam. Okay.
From you can use any type of vocabulary. You can swam.
So just something I thought about. Having been in boot camp, leaving out boot camp, becoming a SAR swimmer, search and rescue, I trained with Navy SEALs. So in training with Navy SEALs, we had to swim. I was in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So we trained down there in Florida. Mm-hmm. So in that body of water, I was there in the Gulf. And, you know, I swam in it.
Wow.
Literally. Some shark infested. But they put bays, what they call net bays up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So we swim in a certain area. But I tested, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, I can say that. Thanks to the U.S. Navy.
Shout out.
Yeah, that was a good. That was a good. Man's mode.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a really good one. Wow,
that was a good one.
Geisha, I like that one.
Yoda, where the music at?
Listen, y'all Yoda. Know what time it is. Y'all Yoda. Know what time it is. Yoda. We don't play the radio with y'all.
Yoda.
Here we go.
The music is warp. You got to get the warp on.
Yeah! Hey, we don't need that much. You don't need that much, all right? They heard it.
The effort was there, right?
The effort was there. So, Yoda moment.
All right, Yoda. So, I was looking this week to try and get some something to talk about and to kind of get you with. And a lot of the verses brought me to 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
And I started to think, I was like, what is Corinthians? I was like, who wrote that? Who is he talking to? Where is it taking place? What am I supposed to get out of Corinthians?
That's a real good question.
So I'm like, can you break it down?
Sure.
1 Corinthians?
This is amazing because, I don't know what he's going to ask. It's blanked out on my paper. Corinthians, or they call it Corinth. There was a church, of course, in the city called Corinth. Paul wrote the letter to them. He the one wrote to Corinth. Paul the Apostle.
So this is from Paul?
Yes, Paul the Apostle. Used to be Saul before he got converted, right? So God changed his name from Saul to Paul. Okay, he starts to write these letters to the churches, right? Corinth is one. Okay. What's crazy about the church at Corinth was the city, the church was a young church. It was like what they call a proselytized church.
Okay.
It was a proselyte church.
Right.
They were like still going to the club. They were still struggling. Some people were still masturbating, trying to struggle. Some people, this is literal. They were like a 30, 40, 50-year-old church, like the members.
Right.
You find a 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old within that range.
Right.
Historically, okay?
Okay.
So they were still out, kind of one foot in the world, one foot in the church. Mm. Still kind of trying to, get this thing
Corinth.
Right.
Yeah, right.
The Church of Corinth, trying to get this thing right. So Paul was writing these multiple letters, trying to get them straight. Like, hey, this is what it is. This is not this. I'm trying to get you guys straight. So they struggle with different stuff. Like, they thought you couldn't eat certain meat. I want to bring something else up too. Show you how young they were. You know how you had the Last Supper when you take communion?
Right.
They did. They used real wine.
Okay.
Right. Well, they were young. So what happened was he literally had to address the issue. They got drunk.
They were getting drunk. In church.
It's supposed to be going, having, communion, like, as often as you do this as unto the Lord, like, in remembrance of me, like, the death of Jesus Christ.
They went overboard.
They was getting that, being bent off the wine. He literally addressed it. He said, don't get drunk off it. He said, don't do that. Wow. Don't sit there and drink the wine. It's for communion. Why y'all sitting there getting leaned on the wine, y'all? So that's why he had to write to the Church of Christ. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
And that's the church, and God love them, just like he love us. And we got all these faults. Some of us still touching the world, and we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are. We're not perfect. That's why I thank God for grace.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that.
Grace.
And the Apostle of Grace is the one that wrote that. His nickname is the Apostle of Grace and Grit, Paul. He wrote that to them.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was rough, dude. He was rough. But when he was sorrow, he was dragging people out of Bible study, beating them, whooping them to death, like putting hands on them. Literally. He was a terror, dragging them by their hair out the Bible study. He was getting letters from the people, the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin council, say, they over there in Lystra having a Bible study. Go get them, Saul. He'd get a team of people, they have a Bible study, kick the door in, grab them, joke about it, dragging them out of there, stone them.
Because he was against it.
He was against it.
Ah.
And God called him.
And he had a change.
And he changed him. Yeah, so he wrote that letter to Corinth, amongst other letters. He wrote 13 letters of the New Testament.
They say when you're an extreme one way,
God can use you.
And you get changed.
God can use that, see?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yoda.
Yeah! Woo! That music ain't no joke. Hey! Here we go!
I like that,
that
one.
That was a good Yoda moment.
I like that one. Yeah. I like that one.
So I like that, dude. I love the fact that verses, you give me that freedom,
a lot of those
freedom,
verses
dude.
Were bringing me to Corinthians. So I was like, you know, what is that?
It's a good church.
Yeah.
Dude. It's a good one to be example of today. Because we're like that. We're young, still trying to figure it out.
Right.
Not perfect.
Right.
But the grace of God.
That's right.
You know.
That's
so, right. Yeah. Good stuff, man. That's real good. Ready?
Let's get our special guest.
I got her queued up. Wait a minute. I want to make sure that we good to go. And I want to make sure it's going to ring when I call.
Yeah. Gina Joe.
Here we go. Hold on. We're going to get on here. Mm-hmm. It's ringing. It's, here we go.
Your volume.
Hello?
Well, good morning, Miss Gina Joe. How are you doing?
Good morning. I just came off of 4 nights in a row, and I'm chipper as can be.
Well, welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast and With a Purpose. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to be here.
Gina Joe, ladies and gentlemen. You know I got Lance with me on there, off the field coach.
What's up, Gina Joe? We had fun with you Tuesday. We had real fun with you Tuesday.
Shoot, I got some new favorite friends now.
All right. Now, can you hear us good?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Okay, good. Let us know if it changes, all right?
Let's do your intro.
We got to do your intro.
Okay.
All right.
I got it. Our guest today, Gina Joe, is a Loda and Mobile legend. She is the co-owner and bar manager of Veet's Bar in downtown Mobile, which was voted best dive bar by the Nappy Awards. That's a fire.
Yeah.
She is a two-time award-winning bartender of the year, and her bar Veet's is a local favorite and was voted best place to shake your booty.
Yeah!
Gina Joe!
So let's get right into it. We normally ask somebody, our guests what your favorite NFL team was, but you said you don't really follow the NFL, but you do have a good Roll Tide War Eagle story. So can you finish telling that story for
us? Please.
Who do you follow,
so
Alabama
who,
or Auburn?
Anyone who knows me knows that I'm not a big sports fan, but I've got some friends that adore the sport, so I try to cheer them on. And anytime one of their games are playing, I say, go Brown Ball. So I got invited to an Iron Bowl game one time, and they kept trying to get me to go for years. I'm like, I'm not going to – I know y'all love it, but I hate the fans that are in your face and scream – all their stuff they scream in your ear. I said, if I go, they better not be screaming in my face. They said, no, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So some of my really good friends took us. We had a party bus that took us from Mobile to Tuscaloosa. It was top class. It was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
The campus was beautiful. No one screamed Roll Tide or War Eagle in my face. But everybody's like, well, what are you going to wear? That was the biggest thing. What are you going to wear? Say no. That's not my thing. So I had a gray jersey made, and it just says, I just hope both teams have fun. And everybody was so mad.
I love that.
Oh, they were mad.
But then when I
got there, I'm thinking about the business aspect of it. I'm looking, man, this is a great racket. They've got Chick-fil-A. They've got State Farm. And I'm thinking about all the money these people got rolling in by advertisements. And I'm looking at the pom-poms. And I wasn't going to buy no pom-pom, but I saw pom-poms everywhere. And then I didn't tell nobody, but I secretly wanted those pom-poms. And then I'm thinking, what kind of money they're making off these pom-poms?
Right.
I'm like, man, this is great.
That is. Good idea.
Awesome.
So I got a twofold question for you. All right, this is a high school segment. What was the dumbest thing you did in high school, and who was the sexiest teacher you had in high school?
Oh, my. the dumbest thing I did in high school, I probably can't say on y'all's show.
Hey, okay, well.
Look, Coach O said it all, so you can say it.
I've had an orgy at my dad's apartment before, so.
Okay. I don't know. I was pretty good in high school. Instead of watching the football games, I was always underneath the bleachers drinking with everybody.
Okay.
I was a more of a drinker back then.
Okay. All right. Now, who's the sexiest teacher you had?
Sexiest teacher I had. I believe it or not, I can't remember his name. And I think he was the leader of like the youth group and everything.
Right.
And I asked him out and he declined.
Oh, really?
And, but I was a senior and I think that's frowned upon. So he was a good guy.
But you know what? I got to give you credit for your boldness to even approach him, like to ask him. How did you know age range? Because you were 17.
I have no idea.
I'm sure he was at least 28, right?
No. Oh, at least, yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's a 24. Nice looking fella. He was super nice.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
All right, this is all about the relationships. Tell us about your co-owner and dad and your relationship with him.
Okay, my mom and dad I'm partners with them. We get along great. My dad is my best friend. Everybody says I look like my mama, but I act like my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a musician. And so I grew up in all the bars my whole life. So I was kind of born and bred to do this. I love my job. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a dream job that I have now.
Right, right.
We vacation together. Mom gets mad because something will go on and me and dad will just look at each other. We don't have to say anything. We have these conversations without talking.
Right.
And she says, what are y'all talking about? And we're not saying nothing. And we're just dying laughing. She's like, what are y'all talking about?
Are you a daddy's girl? I'm guessing
I am.
Oh, yeah.
100%. All right. Name some of the famous people who performed at Veats over the years.
Perform? Gosh. We've had Toby Keith.
Wow. Okay.
We've had Chris Daughtry.
Okay. I like it.
Bon Jovi wanted to play. He came in. He even scouted it out the night before. We had it set up to where he could get on stage and get off, but the fans went nuts, and he had to exit. So if these people wouldn't have gone crazy, they could have got a free Bon Jovi show.
Wow. Hey, did the Steve Miller Band ever play there? The Steve Miller Band?
His band did. Not Steve, but the band did.
The band did, right. I drove
we've had
them
Foreigner.
There that year. Foreigner?
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Foreigner, not the lead singer, but the band came in, and they've all played with our old house band, the Family Jewels.
Right.
We've had Anita Baker's drummer.
Wow.
Okay.
We've had, the Tramps. They got up and actually sang Disco Inferno on our stage.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fire.
We've had some great bands.
Yeah,
Neil McCoy.
Y'all booty that night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Okay.
So Candlebox. Their little guitar player stayed two nights in a row. He didn't want to leave. So, good time.
This is an embarrassing moment segment. Tell us the John Elway story, picture story that you told us Tuesday.
Yes.
So, y'all know I'm not a big football fan.
Right.
We have my favorite. I love Mardi Gras because it's our busiest time of the year. But my favorite out of all the conventions and any groups that come in is Senior Bowl, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about football, but these guys come in. They're very professional. They don't hit on the girls. They just order their drinks, say thank you, ma'am. They turn their backs on you, and they're interviewing for their next job the next year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is their career move. So one year there's a guy in there. There's cameras going off, flashes going off. Was wearing this poor fella out. And next thing you know, they're closing out. I'm saying, hey, man, I got a hat and some glasses in the back. Do you want a disguise or something? They started laughing. I said, evidently, you're somebody big in the football world. And anyways, they started laughing. They opened their tab back up. And somebody told me, that's John Elway. I have no idea who that is. But he was a super nice guy.
Oh, my God. All right, that's good. All right, so you mentioned Senior Bowl week in that too. Tell us about Senior Bowl week. Tell us the atmosphere. What goes on?
Senior Bowl week is amazing. These guys, they come in every year. We've been at Beach. February would be 27 years that Beach has been there. Mm. And for as long as I can recall, we have been the
Wow.
For as long as I can recall, Senior Bowl has been my favorite group that comes in. Wow. These guys are coming in, the scouts, the coaches, the equipment managers. I can't tell you the who's who of what teams and then whatever, but I do know that when they come in, I recognize the faces every year.
Right.
And they're super, super good guys. And they're interviewing. Sometimes they don't get out of their interviews till midnight. So we stay open late for those guys.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. And they're just super well behaved. It's a great week at Beats.
Awesome.
So this is the life moment segment. Tell us the story of how you went from being a winning award winning bartender to posing for a police mugshot.
Okay. I did not pose for this mugshot. It was legit. So I earned it. In August, the ABC board sent somebody in, and a young lady, beautiful girl. I complimented her on her beautiful blue top. Mm. I didn't have but about 5 or 6 customers in the bar. She looked over 30, I promise. Mm-hmm. Never even thought of asking her for ID, never checked it. And I served her a Bud Light, I remember that. And when she left, like 5 ABC agents come storming in there like I'd SWAT team or something, and they said, you served an underage. I said, well, they told me who it was. I said, well, you got me. I said, she was good. I said, she looked 30. They're trying to make me cry. He's like, well, hand me your ID. Open your register. And I did all that. He said, there's a 20. There's a 20 she gave you right there. I said, yeah. I told you I did it.
Right.
And he goes, give me your ID. I said, your buddy's got my ID. I said, are you okay? Do you need a hug? So, anyways, we ended up, I had to make an appointment with the ABC board to pay a fine of $1,700.
Yikes.
And then they told me they would let me know when they signed my warrant. This was in August. So in February, in the middle of Mardi Gras, one of my cop buddies called and said, hey, they signed that warrant.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, of course they did. So my one day off during Mardi Gras, I turned myself in. I went to jail. I did my time. I didn't let it harden me. I was there for 3 hours. Yeah.
She said it little hard.
And I'm making jokes. I met some interesting characters. After they finally took me, they were bringing me out. I'm like, bye, sucker. They were only fingerprinting me. I had to come back in. I was like, sorry.
You had to come back.
It was a good time. And they had this Asian lady comes in with a face mask on. And she's fighting the officers outside, and there's all of a sudden everybody moves to the other side of the cell. There's nowhere else to sit, and I'm sitting there by myself. I'm like, y'all are wrong for that. I don't know what these people got put in jail for, but it's probably because of stupid stuff like that.
Right.
I'm so mad.
So who's
the lady comes in?
Okay, go ahead.
What's that? The lady comes in, she throws her jacket down thing, she takes her face mask, puts it over her eyes and goes to sleep, puts her feet in my lap.
Oh,
and she goes to sleep, so I was good.
So who did you get, how did you get the picture? Tell us how you got the picture on the wall.
So the mugshot, it's my actual mugshot.
We have a
wall of shame on the wall, and I had a mock-up photo of my dad in the middle, and I've got James Brown, Elvis Presley, Mick Jagger. And they're like, you got to get your picture on the wall. I'm like, well,
that's what I was talking about.
So mine's legit.
It's legit.
And now all my customers want their mugshots on the wall now. I'm like,
what? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of place we're running. But
listen, Gina,
evidently everybody's got a mugshot.
You're a person of influence, okay? So if you go to jail, if Gina goes to jail, we all go to jail.
So now, when I did go to jail, I did tell everybody, I asked for my mugshot, and I said, hey, y'all. I said, I've just got best bartender of the year. 2 weeks later, I got arrested for serving underage.
Wow.
If we're in the middle of Mardi Gras, check your IDs. It happened to me. It could happen to you.
Right.
I did a positive spin on it.
That's good. All right. Describe a typical day during the Mardi Gras season as a bar owner and a bartender. Describe a typical day.
Well, it's a blur. You see a sea of people. You got a sea of people. You got people ordering a vodka, a Grey Goose and vodka.
Yeah.
I'm like, think about that. A Grey Goose and vodka. I'm like, what do you want with that?
I just
Grey
caught
Goose
that.
And vodka.
I just caught that.
Okay.
I just caught that.
Do you want that on the rocks? Do you want that? Are you on a mixer? And then I get mad. I say Grey Goose and vodka. I'm like, okay. Give you a Grey Goose and vodka. I'm going to do a stupid upcharge on that.
So that's the typical day doing the Mardi Gras, huh?
It goes all night.
But it's, you know, I tell everybody, make sure you drink some water, eat something green, take right. you some ibuprofen, stretch before and after.
That's right.
And by the grace of God, if you got a hot tub when you get home, that always helps.
It's wow, right. That's the resume for going through Mardi Gras.
But so, it's fun. We're right there on the route. The parades go right in front of our business. We've got food places on each side, get you a bite to eat, come in and get a cocktail. You pay $5, you come in and out and use the bathroom all day long. But I will remind everybody, you must be over 21 and have a valid ID to enter.
That's right.
That's Gina
right.
Joe. Shout out. That's it.
All right. This is our pet peeve segment. What is something that pisses you off about your job?
People not putting stuff back where it belongs. I love my girls. We've had one. Miss Kim's been with us for 19 years. Kelly's been with us for 18 years.
Right.
And when I go to get something and it's not where it's supposed to be when I'm busy, I get a little mad. But I'll go get it and put it where it goes.
Right.
That and customers moving furniture. They want to move tables all out on the dance floor. I don't go to your house to rearrange your furniture. Just sit down in the chair.
That alcohol, they start moving stuff.
That's that liquid courage.
Oh, and yes. people ordering Grey Goose and vodka. That's big.
That was good. Okay, here's a red flag segment. Red flag segment. All right. So now, listen. Lance wrote this. This is my disclaimer. All right. When you check your email, Gina. Right. Say you check your email, and you have one message in that email, and it's from Michael White. Do you open it or delete it?
I'll open it. I want to see what he's got to say.
It might be a picture.
I mean, I'll close it if it's not good.
hey, can you? What's your take on that? Lightly, real quick.
Have you followed? Have you followed it? At
have
all?
You followed it any?
I've seen some bits and pieces of it, and I hate that happened. I hope that's not true, and I hope he's falsely accused. But then again, I hope he's not falsely accused. Also,
Wow.
I hate that for anybody.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Two thumbs up segment. What movie have you watched too many times?
Too many times? I can't see enough.
You can't see enough.
Right. Yeah.
Braveheart's my favorite. I can watch that anytime it's on. I'll watch it over and over again.
Okay.
Love Braveheart.
Okay. That is a really, really gut-wrenching movie.
Yeah, Mel Gibson plays a good part in that.
Oh,
it's a
my
good,
goodness.
Good show.
Yes, yes. All right.
That and Tombstone.
Oh. Another good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good Western.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a top five Western, in my opinion. Health is wealth segment. All right. Shout out to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday, belated. You just turned 50.
I just reached the half a hundred club.
Right. So how important is exercise in your life, and what type of exercise do you do regularly?
Okay, exercise is extremely important because I'm a bartender. I'm on my feet all the time. I work out 4 to 5 days a week. I do a HIIT class. Okay. I do a little yoga. It's all about stretching, a lot of stretching. At the end of a shift, I'm always stretching a lot because I'm very, very into fitness.
Okay, good.
Blue Bag music segment. Tell us why Wet Willie is your favorite band.
Oh, my gosh. All right, my dad's a musician, and I grew up listening to all his music back in the day, and I just, their music just, I mean, as soon as you, if I ever hired a band, my ideal band, and they got up on stage, you know, they have a warm-up song, it's kind of chill.
Yeah.
I want Wet Willie to get on my stage and go, shout Alabama, and they just come out punching you in the face with their music. I love it. They got a good beat.
They do. I
Jimmy Hall's an amazing musician.
He's awesome.
Into beach. From time to time, John Anthony plays down at the Battle House.
Oh, really?
We went and saw him last night for a little bit before I went to work. the piano player from Wet Willie, Donna Hall, comes in.
Wait,
thing called Chick Fest.
John Anthony is in the band Wet Willie?
Yes.
I did not know that.
He wrote Keep On Smiling.
Whoa.
It's on the Roadhouse 2 movie, and every time you watch Roadhouse 2, he gets a role for that.
I did not know that.
Wow.
John Anthony? Yeah.
We got a little thing called Chick Fest. My girlfriend, Beverly Jo Scott from Belgium, she's one of the judges for Belgium. She and I put this Chick Fest together. She's from The Voice in Belgium. Hmm. And about in 08, we put this thing together called Chick Fest. So, you know the guys jam all the time.
I remember Chick Fest.
We need to put our own jam with all of our girlfriends. So we have some amazing female singers. Donna Hall's part of that every year. It's a good thing. We've done the whole family Christmas show at Beats before. They're great. Wet Willie's great.
I went to a concert with John Anthony, Nora Jones. His birthday's one day later than mine.
Okay.
Yeah. I've known him for a while.
Okay.
Wow.
You didn't know he was a Wet Willie.
No.
Rick Hirsch has Studio H2O on Dog River. He's got a recording.
I had no
studio
idea.
The guitar player. They're great guys.
I had no idea.
Okay. Jesus.
All right, this is called the Travel Through Your Eye segment. Got two parts.
Okay.
First part, describe your favorite local beach on the Gulf Coast. And two, describe another place you've been where you had to use your passport.
Okay, Pensacola, hands down. Love Pensacola Beach.
They
got the boardwalk right there.
Yeah.
You can get your bushwhacker up there at the dock and walk down, get in the water, cool off. Wow. And you get to watch some crazy tattoos because that's where the military base is down there.
Right.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The water's beautiful. Do passport for what? To UC a beach?
Well, any places you've gone that you want to talk about that you had to use a passport?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I go to Mexico almost every year to Isla Mujeres, beautiful place off Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Italy. I've been to Paris. I've been to Belgium. I've been to England.
Just to name a few, huh?
I like travel. I do.
I see. All right. Animal Planet segment. What is your favorite dog breed of all time?
I'm not much of a dog person. I'm a cat person. But if I had to choose a dog, it'd be a beagle.
Beagle.
Okay. Cool. All right. So that's Snoopy.
Snoopy.
They don't seem to slobber much.
All right. On and off the field book club. What books do you like to read?
Sci-fi. I like sci-fi and love novels. I like smut novels. They're great.
Okay.
You like what kind of novels?
What's that?
What kind of novels was that?
Smut novels. Dirty books. I like dirty books.
Okay. All right. I just had to clarify.
A deliciously heroin.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a delicious heroin, just to let you know. I go by the title of delicious heroin. All right. I'm officially
okay,
that.
I like it.
Okay. Eatable eat segment. Where do you go when you get a craving for a taco?
Taco Mama.
Taco Mama. Tell us about it.
Yes. Which one do you get? What will be the Gina Joe special?
Yes.
Taco, I take that back. I get their chicken quesadilla. When I think of tacos, I think of chicken quesadilla.
Okay.
If I want a taco, I'll go to Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
The original.
Don't shoot me. Don't hate me, my local foodies. Please don't hate me.
But tell us about Taco Mama.
They're locally owned. Great guys. They set up several shops around. They do catering. They actually cater to Beats a lot. We have private parties upstairs.
Okay.
They do a great catering business, and it's just chill. Their food is just good.
Okay. Cool.
The final drive.
Yeah.
Sports
Jeopardy.
It's the final drive. So we're going to ask you these questions now, Gina, so brace yourself.
All right. What was your favorite cartoon to watch on Saturday morning growing up?
Oh, gosh. I guess... Maybe He-Man?
Oh, that's a good one. We brought up He-Man.
Yeah, that's a fire one.
We sure did.
That's a fire one.
I like He-Man. Yes, that and Thundercats.
We thought of that Thundercats.
Nice.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Nice.
So, all right, here's a Would You Rather segment. Would you rather be handcuffed to a motorcycle or would you rather be tied up to a motorcycle?
I own a motorcycle.
That's what I tell
you. So, I don't like being tied up. That's not my thing.
So or handcuffs. So handcuffs.
I have bondage issues.
Okay.
All right.
I have gotten on my motorcycle to ride it before, and by habit, I go to reach for a seatbelt because I'm so used to setting my seatbelt on.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good habit, though. That's a good
I've
habit.
Done that before.
Oh, wow. All right, this is our game segment. So we're going to play a little charades, and these are movie titles. So you go with the first one.
I'm going with the first one. All right, so I cannot say... So these movie titles, right?
Right.
So I cannot say the name of the movie, but
you can say anything else.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So I can say that.
No,
you can't say that. Okay.
Right.
All right. Here's the movie title. All right. Here's the movie title. So all right. Let me see.
Spaceballs.
No. Wait a minute. Oh, I got it. We's like carrots. We's like peas and carrots.
Oh. Oh gosh. Tom Hanks. What's it called?
Uh-huh.
Come on now. Yeah,
we's like peas and carrots.
My DNA.
That's
Gump.
It.
What's
that's
it right.
Forrest Gump. Yes.
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Forrest Gump.
Yes. Listen, I was going to say fried shrimp, baked shrimp, ball shrimp, grilled shrimp. All right.
Here's another one. All right. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
The Godfather.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
All right.
Pretty good.
Here's another one. We're gonna have to do all right. Yo, Adrian.
Rocky.
We're doing some good impressions.
Okay.
Y'all are doing good.
Casa. No.
Blanca.
No, I'm sorry. No, Robert, I did it wrong.
You can't say that, can you?
Yeah, give me the
Walmart. Was it Casablanca?
No, I didn't get a Walmart, dude. That's the second one. Okay, the first one is Candy. Casa State.
Wait a minute, one more time, what'd you say?
Candy, Casa, mi casa, and a state. Your home state.
You said, you blew it. You said the word.
Oh, Alabama?
You said home state, yep.
Oh.
Well, I say casa for home. Casa.
Okay. All right. She still ain't got it yet.
Right.
So,
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh my goodness. I made it easy, Gina.
Candy Casa.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. You go to a nude beach.
Uh-uh.
It's just you and some close friends. After an hour, you see Mayor Stimson walking around in his birthday suit. Do you leave? Do you speak? Or do you pretend you didn't see anything?
I'd check his hand and look him in the eye. But I'd hold my hand down way down to my waist when I shook his hand.
Why would you put it down to your waist? That's an excellent answer. All right, Gina, we got a tongue twister segment, all right? You good with your tongue twister, right? Let's get ready. And this is an old one, just to see if you can do it. She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. So if she sells shells on the seashore, I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
All right. I can't even remember.
Okay, the first line is she sells seashells by the seashore.
Let's try this out.
All right.
I'm thinking.
She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells.
The shells she sells are surely seashells.
So if she sells shells on the seashore.
So if she sells shells on the seashore.
I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
There you go. Okay, you did good. You made your way through it. You did good.
All right. What type of alcohol shot goes with this? Okay. So we got three of them. What type of shot goes well after sex?
Sex on the beach.
What type of shot goes well at the beach?
Oh, I got that mixed up. Blowjob was the first one. Okay. Sex on the beach is the second
Wait a minute. We have to rewind. What's the name of the first
one? There's a blowjob shot.
I've never heard that in my life.
What's the ingredient?
It's topped with whipped cream.
Ah.
So what makes it a blowjob?
The whipped cream.
Okay.
Here's the third one. What type of shot goes well with partying in Las Vegas?
Oh gosh, I go to Las Vegas every September. I used to drink, believe it or not, what are they called? God, y'all make me sound like an idiot now. those martinis, coffee martinis.
All right. Okay.
All right. So listen, we've got a what if segment. All right. What if you woke up with superhuman powers, right? What mm-hmm. would your superhero name be? And what would your favorite power be to use?
My superpower name would be Gina Joe, which is what my name is, because okay. I am super, like G.I. Joe.
That's there fire. You go.
And I actually have a tank top that says, I'm a bartender, what's your superpower?
Wow. So that's.
I love that.
I love it.
I love that.
That's fire.
All right. This is a truth or dare game. Uh-uh. Truth or the dare. Have you?
Oh, wow.
So pick truth or dare.
You got to pick.
I'm standing in my underwear in my kitchen right now. If I have to go outside, my neighbor who's used to it, it's okay.
So you go, would you pick it there? Are you picking truth? Why did you tell him you was in your underwear?
I want to do dare.
All right. So Gina Joe's in her underwear doing this dare. Sing a sexy version of Happy Birthday, Mr. President, like Marilyn Monroe did JFK.
Oh, he got you, Gina.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. I got no shame.
I love it.
Oh my goodness. It sounded good too, Gina. Okay. All right. Trivia Pursuit segment. Listen to this.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you something. Now, again, this is Lance. This is crazy. Every 15 minutes, cockroaches do what? Do you know?
Have sex?
No.
They fart.
They fart. They fart.
I did not know this.
So I haven't found that information now. How does that make you feel? As a human being?
Now you know.
All right.
What was the name of the Benedictine monk that invented champagne?
Oh, wow.
It's not Cristal, was it?
No.
You close.
It's expensive.
Yes.
Dom Perignon?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's it.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
Okay.
That's correct. The fact,
look, I knew you would get it if you kept plugging away at it. All right. What country did karaoke originate in? Do you know?
Oh, China.
Close. You're close.
Close.
You one more answer.
Japan?
Yes. When do y'all have karaoke night at Veats, by the way?
Tuesday nights from 7 to 11 with DJ Mojo.
All right.
DJ Mojo. Okay.
Okay. In Greek mythology, who is the god of wine?
I don't know, but I'd like to drink with him.
Did you say you like to drink with the god of wine? His name is Bacchus? Is
that Bacchus.
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 B-A-C-C-H-U-S.
Okay. Bacchus.
All right.
Okay.
Which brand of gin is named after the guards at the Tower of London?
It's not Bombay Sapphire. Is it Tanqueray?
No.
Well, start with
a B. With a B.
It's not. Is it Barton's?
No. Beef eater.
Beef eater.
Okay. We don't carry that at Beef. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ah, no. They don't. You don't carry that. Oh,
wow. I didn't know that.
Okay. No. All right, here's the last question. Limo confession segment. What was your initial reaction when you first saw the hot street video?
I think that girl needs to patent that and make money off of it.
There you go.
She already has.
She already has.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, then get them right.
Yeah,
there you go.
She's making right. smart all kind of merch for, behind it and everything. Yeah. She got T-shirts and everything.
Yeah, she's traveling. Good. She's traveling. She was on Bill Maher last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal
hung out with
her. Yes. Yep. Her and Shaquille O'Neal were hanging
out.
Yeah. That's well, right. Miss Gina Jones, we appreciate you. Is there something you want to say to the people, something you want them to know? You want to put out there what you got going on at Veats, anything coming up? What you got going on?
We got live music. We're open two karaoke Tuesday, live music Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Bring your ID. You must be 21 and over. Get you something to eat before you come in because we do not have food. Drink you some water. Be safe. And have a good time, y'all. Be nice to everybody.
That's right.
Coach, you got some?
Good seeing you, Gina Jo.
Good to see you, Gina. Thank you for hanging
out. I'll see y'all soon.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to put back up on you. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Hey, I got two words for you.
Yes.
Talk to
us.
Love y'all.
All right, take care, Gina. Gina Jo, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Gina Jo.
That was good.
Yeah, that was awesome, good, man.
That was good.
Yo, she was awesome.
I knew it, dude.
We got some great stories.
I knew it. All right,
so our tech segment. Don't forget to like and follow us on your favorite podcast platform so we can start getting paid. And you can listen to us on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and of course our website, On and Off Duffield with a DA.com. On and Off Duffield.com.
Hey. Episode number 16. It's been On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. It's been, you say, On Your Field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
And it's your Off the Field Coach, the infamous Yoda, since a week ago. We out.